As part of Freedom Summer, the Civil Rights Movement's voter registration drive, Dr. Jack Geiger left Boston, where he was in medical school, and traveled south.
15 or 20 of us across the country spontaneously formed an organization called the Medical Committee for Human Rights, sending hundreds of physicians, nurses, social workers, psychologists, and others that summer to Mississippi to provide medical care, not just for the white kids coming down from the north, but for all of the indigenous civil rights workers in Mississippi. And I served as the field coordinator for that effort. And in the course of that, took a long look around at what I saw in Mississippi and realized that I didn't have to go to Africa or Latin America or Southeast Asia to do what I wanted to do, that we had all of that here. Not at the same absolute level, but certainly at the same relative level to the rest of the population. The southern rural areas, the urban ghettos of the north, Appalachia, the Native American reservations, one could count the populations that lacked medical care, that lived in poverty, that had huge burdens of illness and premature mortality, and limited or no access to medical care. I kept coming back with my colleagues from Boston to Mississippi that fall, and there was a meeting in Greenville, Mississippi on December 11th, 1964, to discuss what do we do now. And for the first time, I don't know why I had blocked it all, I remembered Palella.
Geiger went on to secure funding from the federal government to establish two successful community health centers in Boston and Mississippi. They were based on the model established by the Cox in South Africa, and you can see them featured in the display to your left.